Emails. My older brother and first ex-wife exchanging emails, re-forwarding jokes about statues of desert tyrants, proving, as if there was any question, their love of country. He emails me that my oldest son by her re-upped to the reserves just before they started bombing Iraq, and says he would too if they still took old men. The head of the English department at the local JC must be on some of those same lists. Yesterday, at the open reading for National Poetry Month, he gave us Shelley's lines on Ozymandias, prompted, he said, by this week's images on TV bringing to mind shots of the World Trade Center. Heavy gray overcast this morning, the second morning since my latest ex, as she was leaving for work, said she was leaving me, too, for her health. Then answered my email that she would explain later. The dog, her clothes, cosmetics, and medicines gone when I got home from town that night to an empty bed. The usual barrage of other messages, too. Headlines, deadlines, minutes of the last meeting, tentative agenda for the next, environmental emergencies, contests, offers. Surprisingly, no Easter or Earth Day messages, though both come up this weekend, today being Maundy Thursday, the import of which, and the root meaning of Maundy, I'd have to look up, and there's no time for that. Now, what with animals to feed, plants to water, body to wash, face to shave, teeth to brush, clothes to put on, and head to get straight for the drive into the job, and do whatever needs to be done before things close down early Friday. Any last details for the artist's reception, for the group show opening Saturday night, comments on the proposed discharge permit into the mail to the state DEQ, the talk I'm supposed to give Sunday in City Park.